disabled person led monitoring of the UNCRPD. My experiences, my rights, supports and services. Report 4, Enabling Good Lives. Summary of findings and recommendations. Whakara popotu taka matua. Executive summary. 1.1 Project Brief. In 2021, the Disabled People's Organizations, DPO, Coalition asks the DBI to do disabled person-led monitoring on how well the New Zealand government is making the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, a reality in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Disability Supports and Services, DSS, was the chosen monitoring topic. During the cycle of monitoring, disabled people and their families, whānau, āinga, and close supporters who took part in the research discussed Enabling Good Lives, EGL, and the impact of its 8 principles on DSS. The Disabled Person-Led Monitoring Team collected data through interviews, focus groups, and a nationwide questionnaire. The findings presented in this report focuses on disabled people's perspectives and experiences of EGL, which were shared through interviews with disability sectors leaders and EGL focus groups with disabled people and their whānau. 1.2 Key Research Findings. 1.2.1 A Way of Life. Disability sectors leaders who had been involved in the development of EGL discussed how the aspiration had been for its principles to be adopted as a way of life for disabled people and their families, whānau, āinga, and service providers, and as a guiding framework for organizations. 1.2.2 Disabled-led and community-driven. Participants highlighted the importance of EGL being disabled-led and co-designed with the disability community and the public sector. Being disabled-led meant that the principles could challenge negative ideas about disability and help build community. The way EGL had been developed is an example of the disability rights mantra. Open quote, nothing about us without us. Closing quote. 1.2.3 Building Relationships and Community. Disability sector leaders highlighted that strong relationships were necessary for the success of EGL. Community meetings in some regions were considered to be a useful and safe process for disabled people and whānau to share their challenges, connect and work together as a community. Participants said intersectionality was an important factor when building relationships and ensuring representation, which can be a challenge. Another aspect of relationship building involved engaging with local boards and inviting public servants to EGL meetings. However, when meetings are led by a government officials, participants felt that they were prevented from authentically engaging with and leading community building. 1.2.4 Investment. Participants reflected on the positive impact of government investments into EGL. This was felt through community building efforts during the development of EGL pilot sites and disabled-led processes. Participants expressed a strong desire for the investment to continue. 1.2.5 Information about EGL. Participants expressed concerns that disabled people were uninformed about EGL. Even though EGL has been implemented in some regions, some disabled people still did not know about it. In areas without EGL, many disabled people had no or limited knowledge. Participants who did not have access to EGL but knew about it were looking forward to accessing it in the future. However, the future of EGL is currently unknown due to the government's pause on its national rollout. 1.2.6 EGL experiences. Participants reported an improvement to the needs assessment process, describing the former model as deficit-based. The improved EGL assessment process instead focuses on aspiration and enables disabled people and their whānau to express what they need for their well-being. Participants who had access to EGL funding described feeling like their lives had improved. This was attributed to the flexibility of funding and having choices. However, there was still some unease around having to ask for permission to use funding for specific things and the power that some connectors held over disabled people's access to support and resources. 1.2.7 Concerns about EGL. Some participants reported concerns such as a lack of continuity in the EGL funding model, a lack of security in their day-to-day support, and a lack of understanding of the EGL principles by disability supports and services providers. Some participants felt that EGL principles were not reflected in their everyday lives or did not reflect the nuanced need of their disability community. 1.3 Recommendations. Participants suggested the following recommendations. 1. Take a whole of government approach to adopting and implementing EGL principles and approaches. 2. Increase government budget and resources for EGL and community building. 3. Develop robust disabled-led monitoring and evaluation processes to understand if and how well EGL is being utilized in the community. 4. Develop a peer-to-peer mentoring support system to equip disabled people to utilize the EGL approach.